This summer, Suze Green packed her bags to travel north from New Mexico to Bristol Bay. Green is one of the three tower counters on the Wood River. Each summer, counters staff the rivers around Bristol Bay to count sockeye as they swim upriver. They then send those numbers on to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Each morning, Green starts her day with a 6-minute skiff ride downriver. Then, she climbs a 4-story tower built from scaffolding.
So I climb up, I start the timer at the top of the hour on the right bank. We start on the right bank, and I count for 10 minutes, depending on how many fish there are.
She counts for 10 minutes with a handheld clicker. Once the 10 minutes are up, she records the total in her notebook. Then, she crosses the river to do the same thing at the second tower. All in all, it's a lot of climbing.
So I calculated, and if you are climbing up just once each time you do your count, it's 16. That's like if you don't forget something or climb back down or something, you know? So at least 16 times a shift of up and downs. Yeah, staying in shape.
The Wood River site is one of 9 counting stations around Bristol Bay. It has operated since the 1950s. Many jobs contribute to successful conservation of the Bristol Bay fishery. Phil Stacy is a fishery biologist and the West Side Tower Coordinator with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Stacy says the tower counters are critical because those numbers inform area managers' decisions on when to open and close commercial fishing.
So this is important so that we can know the escapement for sockeye, how many are actually getting up into the lake systems to spawn, and that will allows us to manage the fishery more accurately. Because we only need a certain number for escapement for the run to be sustainable.
The Wood River Counting Tower is especially important in years when there are conservation concerns. The Nooshigax Chinook Run started slow this summer, and biologists waited for more than 150,000 sockeye to pass the tower until they let fishermen cast their nets. For Green, this job fits perfectly into her transient lifestyle. When not counting fish in Alaska, Green lives out of a school bus in New Mexico, where she spends a lot of time rock climbing. Between counts, she passes the time with workouts. She's also had some peaceful nature moments.
I've got a couple of bald eagle friends that have been keeping a close eye on me. There's a big moose cow and 2 calves that comes out. During my first shift, she was coming out near midnight.
In addition to nature watching and staying active, Green assists with genetic sampling. Green says her time on the Wood River made her realize the job is pretty important.
After actually having done the work and like having hands-on experience with the fish, just realizing how important it is that we're making sure that these fish aren't overfished. So I feel really good about contributing to the system that we have in place and making sure that this species doesn't get overfished.
Green counted sockeye every day for 6 weeks. And she hung up her clicker on July 24th when the Wood River Tower closed up shop for the summer. Green plans to return with her counter in hand next season. Reporting from Dillingham, I'm Stephanie Maltrich.